mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Retired FBI agent, section chief, Ted Gunderson, going to be joining us. Coming up here in about 10, 15 minutes. Ton of world news to be covering. Stay with us. It's all important information. Anthony in Arizona. Go ahead, sir. You got some points you want to make.
Okay. The reason why I was calling, like I said, I've known about the conspiracy all the way back in high school. And the book that actually got me, awoke me from, you know, from my sleep was a book written by an attorney in Michigan. Her name is Constance Cumby, and she wrote a book called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. And I don't think it's still in print, but you can get it on, you know, if you go and Google it.
No, I've read it. It's all about how the New Age is really a Pentagon movement to bring in old, dark occultism.
Well, what it is, it's actually the organizations behind everything that you see going on right now.
No, it's a good book. I read it about it. I probably read that 12 years ago.
Yeah, it's a fantastic book because it outlines exactly what they want to do as far as a comparison to what the concentration camps that we have now presently with FEMA, the detention centers. Because in it, she quotes Barbara Marx Hubbard?
Yeah, and they advise Delta Force and the Earth First Battalion. And by the way, that's a Pentagon term. They created all that. Not the mainline group Earth First, but the Earth First Battalion. And about how they're the pale horse of the beast, how they're going to bring mass slaughter for Gaia. Mm-hmm.
Correct. And now when you see with this global...
By the way, I have the military training manuals where they taught them how they were going to do all this for Lucifer. But go ahead.
Well, what I'm trying to say is now you see the global warming thing coming into effect and all the propaganda mechanisms going into play. And then you say, you know what? This lady was onto something back then. And this conspiracy is now out in the open. A lot of your listeners don't know this. Well, most of them do, but I'm telling you, a lot of people in America are still blind to it. You've got the president at a press conference hinting that something big might happen in August. Now, what does everybody, you know, you sit there and you listen to this, and then you say to yourself, either there is a war on terror, and there really are terrorists that threaten our way of life, or there isn't. This is a design. This is a perfect design where these people are systematically plugging an agenda. And when you put on your website yesterday all the abuses going on since the Patriot Act on down to the Military Commissions Act, you see a design. People need to wake up. It ain't a game anymore.
Well, they're going to find out, and that's why we're going to beat the enemy, because if they do go ahead with it, then all the people that didn't listen will remember. And see, that's what we're doing right now. We're putting in stopgap measures, kind of like emergency landmines in the info war, where a lot of this stuff isn't going to sprout till the heat gets up. And I appreciate your call, sir, and I know. I mean, let me tell you, I'm freaked out. I mean, they're not. These people, look, I don't say it for hyperbole. I don't say it for a game. Look, people ask why I fight them so hard, why I'm so bold. Why? Because they've sworn to kill us. I mean, you got to fight back against them. Believe me, people, I wish this wasn't true, or I'd be deep-sea fishing 3 or 4 times a year and scuba diving and hanging out and camping out and have a telescope out looking at the stars at night, and I'd be barbecuing and marinating stuff and, you know, doing stuff out farting around, folks. That's what I like doing. I don't. I mean, I work 16, 17 hours a day. I went home last night and collapsed at 7 o'clock. I'm just burnt out. I can't do it anymore. I got to get this end game done, and then you're going to not see me work as much for a while. It'll still look like more than most, but I mean, this is down to the wire. These people who are in control right now, their daddies, their mommies, their grandpappies killed 200 million people. And, folks, I got them all in books bragging about it. They like it. They respect each other because they've killed. Kissinger is respected because he killed a lot of people. Zbigniew Brzezinski is respected. I mean, that's why they respect these guys, because they have pulled the strings for mass death. To them, this is like a laurel. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's
from his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, what I did is I backed Ted Gunderson off to 20 after. He'll be with us into the next hour so we can continue to go to your phone calls here. Let's go to Ethan in Idaho. You're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I would just like to say two things. First off, I'm 15 years old, and we're going to defeat this New World Order. And I'd just like to give a plug out to my website here, youthfor911truth.co.nr. And another thing I want to mention is a protest that will be on at 9/11 in Austin, Texas. It'll be from noon to dark, and it's at the Texas State Capitol. So if you can't make it in New York, you can make it in Austin.
Now, did you organize that?
No, I did not, but a friend of mine did.
Well, just tell him that the NACERA Act isn't real.
All right.
Somebody emailed me this banner, and it was on 9/11 Blogger, and it says the NACERA Act. I've been hearing about that for 15 years. There is no secret national reorganization of patriots in the government to save us. It isn't real.
All right.
And it's just one of those things that floats around that I've always got to go out and it's like Leo Wanta. It's like any of that stuff. It's made of the same thing as tooth fairy dust. But fantastic, my friend. Yeah, there's going to be demonstrations all over the country on 9/11/07, the 6th year anniversary of the tragic military-industrial complex strike against the American people and the people of the planet, and I hope folks will come out to that. Thank you so much. And I got Luke Radowski coming on tomorrow. He's spearheading with WeAreChange.org He approached me months ago about, you know, doing something in New York. I know the Loose Change Crew was planning to do something in D.C., but we twisted their arm into doing it in New York, and we're all doing it in New York. Everybody's converging there, and I would encourage you, if you can, come to New York. But certainly, if you're in Virginia or Texas or anywhere else, please be involved in the other one, in any of the other ones that are going on. It is so important that we take that day back away from the perpetrators that use it for their own aims. Who's up next in this long list? Kyle in Iowa, welcome. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
I got two really, really quick questions, and then one if you could elaborate. The first one is I want to go down to the straw poll and support Mr. Paul, but I won't be able to get down there till 5, and it closes at 6. Will I still be able to vote? Second one is I was listening to an MP3 of you and Jordan Maxwell. You guys were talking about the Schofield Bible and how that's been pretty much twisted and corrupted, and that's the Bible I read out of. Could you recommend a better one?
Yeah, King James, original King James.
Okay. And the last one is what do you know about the Lucifer Project? I just kind of stumbled upon it, and I don't know a whole lot about it yet, but I was curious if you could elaborate on it.
Well, there's three Lucifer Projects I know of. Which Lucifer Project?
The one where they're planning on dropping the...
Igniting Jupiter?
Saturn, actually. They already did Jupiter, but the Cassini probe where they got the...
No, I know, but I mean, I heard that baloney hype then, and it's baloney hype now. Yeah, first it's going to be Jupiter, then no. I mean, just because the high-level Mason put that in his book, 2001, and then the next book after that, where, you know, the aliens ignite it and create a second sun, that doesn't mean it's real. I mean, just because the Illuminists write about things doesn't mean they're going to do it. So, no, that Lucifer Project, I was wondering if you were talking about the UN Project, the Lucifer Project, or the other Lucifer Project in the Pentagon.
Okay. Yeah, it sounded kind of creepy if they're going to try and ignite Saturn and put a second sun in our solar system. That sounded kind of scary, but I just heard about it, so I didn't know it.
As far as I can tell, it's not true. I appreciate your call, and your phone's really bad, man. I'm going to let you go. Let me try to break this down. Major newspapers have admitted they've built FEMA camps for the American people. Major publications have written about Bush announcing that he is a dictator. And, I mean, he really did it. He really told Congress, hey, you're not involved in continuity of government anymore. I am. And, no, you're not allowed to see the plan. Now, that's it. That's the big enchilada. That's the red balloon going up. What happens is, in our movement, there's a whole genre, the media, dominant media, tries to merge the two, of flying saucers and chupacabras and all these other fantastical creatures that sneak around under your bed at night. And fine, I think that's all for good radio. That's interesting. I wish people luck. I hope they enjoy themselves. But let's get one thing straight. My show, this broadcast, is about what we can prove. When I tell you that they are devaluing the dollar by design, I don't just have mainstream articles and government documents and IMF and World Bank documents. I bring you Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist, former chief economist, World Bank, Nobel Prize winner. I bring you Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics. I bring you George Humphreys, very successful businessman and degreed economist. I bring you many other economists. See? So when we give a declarative statement, in the past, we've been about 95% correct. And believe me, I want to be wrong. You know, I'm totally exhausted from working 16, 17, 18 hours a day. And I went home last night, crashed down on the couch at like 7, you know, ate dinner and just laid down. Woke up about 2, worried about the New World Order for about an hour, made myself go back to sleep. The point is, I mean, this is urgent, folks. I'm waking up in the middle of the night over it. I mean, this, and believe me, I sleep like the dead. You can have 3-alarm fires going on, and my children can jump up and down on me in the morning trying to get me up, and I'll sleep through it. I mean, I literally sleep like a zombie. I sleep like somebody in a grave, and I've been waking up over things. Everybody can feel it. Everybody knows that we're on the verge of something really big, and it's not wonderful. Something wonderful, like they say in 2001. Or that's the next 2,000. I forget the number. It's not wonderful. Believe me. And it's our job before the New World Order goes into the next really bloody phase of what they're doing. Everything else has just been all the, this stuff's been birth pains. It's been setting up the dominoes. It's been rigging the whole system, setting the table for the feast. And they're rolling free humanity out like a roast hog with an apple in its mouth out on the table, and I'm not partaking of it. I mean, we have got to have an explosive, aggressive awakening. It's already happening, but not fast enough. So, I mean, I'm not here giving you orders from headquarters. I told you we did the 10-part The Timeline to Tyranny. It's been up for 2 days on PrisonPlanet.com. It's in the News and Focus section on the right-hand side. Please get that out. I mean, people need to see that. And you need to write your own articles. And I'm telling you, martial law is the focus. I said 9/11 is the focus. Day one when it happened, I said we got to expose this as an inside job or they're going to carry out more attacks. And I believe it's because we have exposed this as an inside job that they've been afraid to carry out big events here domestically. And I predicted attacks in England or Europe, and you saw 7/7. I mean, I've got these people pretty well figured out. You eat, breathe, and sleep something. And anybody can get to the point where they understand this stuff at the level I do. They just have to spend less time ninnying and more time researching. I mean, I'm telling you right now, look, I made a prediction 2 months before 9/11 they were going to stage an attack, probably use bin Laden as the fall guy and attack the World Trade Center. And then I said on 9/11, I said a very good chance they're going to launch a bio attack to create more fear. And what happened? I mean, I've got them figured out. And I said last year, right before the midterm elections, I said they're going to stage something big in the next 4 months unless we get the word out. And you know what? You got the word out, folks. You got the word out. Fox News reported on my warning. Now, and I said in that warning, if you get the word out, they won't do it. And then people said, oh, look, it didn't happen. He predicted it and it didn't happen. No, I said, if you get the word out, it won't happen. Now, there's only been two of those predictions. I'm not even going to make one now. I'm just going to tell you the nose knows, not just my brain, not just my intellect, but my gut, the base, where the soul, where they say it resides, but whatever, that's the place where you really know something. In my gut, I'm telling you, they're getting ready to pull out the ace of spades on us. And I'm telling you, that they're not used to losing and they're arrogant. And the controllers aren't listening to their advisors who were telling them back off. They're telling them back off. Even Brzezinski's coming out and saying, you're going to blow the whole thing. He's a mass murderer, folks. He's as evil as they come. He testifies in February the government could stage an event to get us into war. A Gulf of Tonkin or worse. All right, I'm telling you, folks, That the people pulling the strings, the people giving the orders, may go ahead and just say, you know what? It's like a bully who's never lost a fight, and they're just saying, well, this guy's giving us a good run for our money, but I'm just going to keep coming. And they are going to keep a coming. And we all see this in our daily lives with people that think they can take advantage of you or push you around, and then you finally stand up to you. I mean, you finally stand up against them, and then they stand right back up to you, and then you got to go ahead and put them down. It is the same thing. They aren't going to stop. I don't think they're going to stop. So the next best thing we can do is just go ahead and put out on the line who's behind the finances, who's behind that crisis, who's behind the war, who's behind the terror, and just get the word out on them as much as we can and put the word out on to everybody about who's behind it so when they go ahead and do it, that it's going to be their undoing. And their collapse, it's like the old fable of when you kill the evil wizard, his palace collapses. So when we strike the enemy down, we got to hightail it out because the castle's going to become falling down. And it's not going to be pretty. It's all the yuppies clinging to its pillars like little urchins. We're going to come back with Ted Gunderson. Get to all your calls as well. Stay with us.
No. Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes, and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
Ted Anderson from Midas. August 9, 2007, gold 660, 50-ounce gold coins can be purchased for 681.87, 336.45 for half, 168.23 for quarter. That's 681.87, 336.45, and 168.23. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Couple of years, and he's done such prolific work. He was a senior special agent in charge in Los Angeles, California, special agent in charge Memphis, Tennessee, Dallas, of that sector. He was chief inspector before that, assistant special agent in charge New Haven, Connecticut, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is going back. He got in the FBI in 1951-1960 as a special agent, ended up in 1980. And he's been on the Los Angeles Olympic Committee. In the 1980s, he won from the AFL-CIO, their Law Enforcement Officer of the Year Award. And he was a real favorite until he found out about some pretty wild stuff. And Ted Gunderson, I've got you on through into the next hour, and I appreciate you coming on with us today. We're opening the phones up later. But in this short segment, first off, I want to say hi to you and good to speak with you. And our mutual friend Jack McClam says hi. But just out of the gates also, just want to get into how you woke up the New World Order. But, Ted, it's good to have you on.
Thanks, Alex. You're the guy that deserves accolades, not me, believe me. But no, I had a very illustrious career of 27 plus years in the FBI, and I see in the FBI there are 164 categories that we investigated, and if a matter came in within those 164 categories, we investigated. If it didn't, we didn't. Now, there was a certain limited amount of intelligence work that we did, like against the mafia and so on and so forth. And but never, never, never did anybody in the FBI even dream, as far as I'm concerned, as far as I knew, anything about satanic cult and, you know, corruption and what have you. There was a limited amount of investigative work in the intelligence field on corruption, but nothing, it didn't even touch the surface. And so I retired in 1979. I had over 700 personnel under my command and quite a 16 offices on the West Coast and so forth. And I went into private practice, and my first case was the Dr. Jeffrey R. McDonald case, and that's M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. He's a former Green Beret doctor, was convicted of murdering his wife, two children, Fort Bragg, February 17, 1970. And he had been tried, convicted, sentenced to three consecutive life sentences. And his defense team came to me, will you investigate it? And I said, yes, I will, providing he's innocent. And if he's guilty, I don't want to have anything to do with it. And within 10 months, I obtained a signed confession from a girl named Helena Stokely. In fact, the confession is dated October 25, 1980. And she told me that he did not commit the murders. They were committed by her satanic cult group. And it was her initiation into the cult that night. And anyway, the case went from there. And then I went public with the information, Alex, across the nation on radio and TV and so forth. I've been on a number of radio shows. In fact, I've just been monitoring my show with Geraldo. It was back in the 80s. And people just came out of the woodwork from all parts of the country, giving me the same basic information, same story, didn't even know each other. And that's when I woke up. You know that old ad with the light bulb, before it has a better idea?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was what happened to me. And these people have just, I've been like a magnet ever since. I have so much, I have over 300 boxes of research. And because people have just been feeding this information to me, feeding it to me. And then from there, it went into corruption, of course, within the government, and then into drugs. And then when I really, realized it, and it's really a serious problem, is that there's two elements within the government. It's the covert and the overt operation. And, of course, I was part of the overt operation out in front, you know, radio, TV shows, and so forth. The covert operation involves people who were recruited out of special forces, trained as killers, and trained in the cults, and trained in the drugs. And it's unbelievable. And the number of deaths that have taken place, innocent people, it's staggering.
Well, let me stay there. We're about to break, but here's an example if everybody can check out. The Finders case that you helped break was in the major D.C. papers. They did go to the CIA warehouse. There was all the child porn, the satellite uplinks. The kids have been gotten out because they've gotten word. There's hundreds of other admitted cases. There's 3,000-plus children CNN reported missing in Florida that CPS took. They found a lot of them dead, ritually killed, heads chopped off. It's kept very quiet, though. Came out a few places. I mean, we're talking about numbers like that, and it's just barely on the radar screen.
Well, that's right. That's right, Alex. And it's just absolutely unbelievable, and it's being covered up. Of course, we have the mainstream media. Not people like you, thank God for you, Alex, and a few other people like you. There's not enough of you, unfortunately, who are exposing this. And, and also in the McMartin case out in Manhattan Beach, California, that was where they had the preschool, and the kids said that they were taken under tunnels, into tunnels, and up into the triplex next door to trap door, and taken out in the community and prostituted. These are 2-, 3-, 4-year-old kids.
And sure enough, you found tunnels. Stay there. Ted Gunderson is our guest, and we're going to be taking calls in the next hour. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-966-3401. 800-966-3401. 800-966-3401.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonx Man, and your toenails need Nonx Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonx Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonx Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonx Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonx Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I got to tell you, I really woke up, I keep saying 15 years ago, I've been saying that for years. I woke up about 5, 6, 7 years before I got on air, so it's got to be like 20 years ago now. No, I woke up about 16, 17 years ago. About the Federal Reserve and the New World Order, and I went and read books at the library and documented that world leaders had really said the things they'd said. And then I kept running into Satanism, the occult. And, I mean, even up until the late 1990s, I really wouldn't get into it. About as radical as I got as I would have Ted Gunderson on to talk about documented cases where I had newspaper articles like the Finders case in the late 80s that we'll talk about. But then the British media came to me. They were scared to sneak into Bohemian Grove, Channel 4, National British Television. They said, well, you sneak in, and I did sneak in. And let me tell you, it was done with pageantry. It was done like a play, but that's where plays come from, is you know, the people in the crowd, the folks on the stage doing the ritual. But the old men in the crowd were taking it very, very seriously. And I had a lot of occult experts, even mainline university professors who were secular, say, oh, yeah, this is a Babylonian slash Egyptian slash Greek human sacrifice ritual to Moloch. That happened back in 2000. And then since then, I've gotten all these books written by prime ministers and presidents, and it's been in all of the British papers that Tony Blair every morning flops around on the ground while he is possessed by a spirit. and then he has the spirit of the light, which is Lucifer, enter him. His wife is a witch. They go to weird underground temples. They go to Egypt. They go to Asia. They go to Aztec temples. I mean, just to get the power. And that the press, Stephen, a lot of the press with Blair and them screaming and yelling and an Aztec demon ritual being reborn, you know, reborn. I mean, this is crazy, but that's in the major papers. And it's going on. Now, the question is, you know, you've got your normal schizophrenics out there who think the stuff's happening to them and that Martians are pouring acid on them and the sun's, you know, orbiting satellites shooting laser beams at them. That's going on out there. But then you've got thousands of real cases in DynCorp and Halliburton, now 2 years ago, in the front page of the Chicago Tribune, admittedly running giant child kidnapping rings, and then nothing happens to them. And we have Senate hearings where it's brought up, and Rumsfeld doesn't deny it. He says, man, that's the way we roll. So joining us is somebody who was there really, you know, back in the 80s exposing this right through to today, Ted Gunderson, and how he woke up. Ted, walk through it, and then let's get into the finders, the rest of it. I should tell people your website is tedgunderson.com. We got a link to it on Infowars.com. That's Ted Gunderson. Gunder is GUNDERSON.com, tedgunderson.com. So what was this like when you start investigating this murder on Fort Bragg? And, of course, that's where now even mainstream news admits the biggest concentration of Satanists is on military bases, and of course, you've spoken about that years ago. Now it's even been in my local Statesman twice in the last couple of years here in the paper. But you've got the floor. Walk us through what it was like waking up, and then shift gears to the big picture, just how many there are, how powerful they are, what they run.
Wow, that's a good assignment, Alex. And let me also mention that, speaking of websites, we give away, my associate and I, Clarence Malcolm, we give away free DVDs to try to get the word out. And that website is FREE-DVD.com. And we're giving them away, so we'll try to educate as many people as possible. Well, what's going on is, you talk about the missing children and so forth. The National Center, I can start there, Alex. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children out of Washington, D.C. is an adjunct of the U.S. Department of Justice. And they, on their website, last time I checked, which was several months ago, claim that there are 91 Americans disappear every year, every hour. 91 Americans disappear every hour, and it is estimated that 85 to 90% of those disappear are children. And now if you add that up, it's over 700,000 a year who disappear. And, of course, this Finders case broke back in the late 1980s. I have a copy of the U.S. Customs report that states that it was investigated internally by the CIA. And this is good documentation. I mean, this is right out of U.S. Customs, and that report is available on my website, by the way. So we have all these people, these Americans disappearing. Most of them are children. And what happens to them? Well, they are being auctioned off. I have sources who tell me that there's auctions in outside of Las Vegas, about 50 miles in this abandoned airfield.
I got to stop you now. Now, you've been saying this for decades. There were a few mainline news articles this year talking about auctions of women kidnapped out of Europe in the U.S. So it's now been in mainstream news they have auctions.
That's right. And another auction location was in Michigan. Another one is a barn outside of Lincoln, Nebraska. Toronto, Canada, and I have this information direct from kids who've been at the auctions. One of my sources, I asked him, I said, how many children are auctioned off at these various auctions? How many of you attended? He said, I've attended 6 auctions, and as few as 6 and as many as 36 children were auctioned off at up to $50,000 each. And I said, well, how do they do that? He said, they put them on a stage with their underwear up to 21 years, between, you know, infants up to 21 years of age. And they put a tag around their neck with a number, and people come in to this location, wherever it is, and auction on each one of the kids. And then they put these kids in some instances. My one source said that in outside Las Vegas at the airfield, they put some of these kids on an airplane, and there were people with the turbans who auctioned off with these kids couldn't barely speak
now,
English.
Now, since you've been saying this for 15-plus years, it's now been all over BBC, all over foreign press, that the Jets land in Saudi and land in Riyadh and do disgorge 10-year-olds, you name it. I mean, this is now mainstream news.
Yes, that's right. And so, what do they do with these kids? Well, they auction them off. They use them for sex slaves. They use them for body parts. They use them in satanic ceremonies. And the kids that are not put on airplanes, they put them in campers, what have you, and they dope them up, and they're stopped by the police.
Well, let's go back. Kids. That's how Finders got blown. Tell folks how that got blown.
Well, the Finders was exposed because back in, I think it was February 1987, there were two well-dressed men and six children by ages 2 to 7, noticed in a park in Tallahassee, Florida. And somebody called the police. The police went out and checked on it. The kids said they were in Luka, Mexico to a smart school, but they didn't know how to use telephones, didn't know how to use toilets or anything. And they said that they were from Washington, D.C., and they only were fed when they were good and so forth. That's how they were rewarded and were able to come in and sleep inside. Otherwise, they had a problem sleeping outside. And
now, again, also from your report, and this even came out in the news, there were dirty mattresses, dirty clothes in the back of this van, guys in suits.
That's right, yeah. And one famous fellow's name was Ammerman, and the other name was Holloman, I think it was. And anyway, so they traced the organization, had Virginia license plates on the van, traced it to Washington, D.C., to two different locations, and the police in Washington, D.C. raided it. And they found all kinds of paraphernalia. They found evidence of cults and kidnapped children all over the world, in Europe and Asia. And I recall there were two kids that were in the process of being adopted out of Hong Kong and into the United States or out of the United States, I forget which. And the evidence was just absolutely overwhelming. They also said that there were, the Metropolitan Police said that there was evidence of homicides and murders and sacrifices, ceremonies that took place in the Finders.
And by the way, back then it was a big deal. There was a jumbo, high-def satellite uplinks.
That's right. So this was basically exposed. Now, fortunately, it took a couple of years, but U.S. News and World Report did finally have an article on it. And so there is good documentation. As far as I know, nothing's come of the case.
Because it got clamped down. Tell folks about that part, how it got clamped down.
Well, I have my report with the U.S. Customs report plus other documentation, information from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. I compiled this in a report with my name on it, and I'm an ex-FBI chief, and I should have credibility. I'm not some guy with the grocery basket looking for a recycling center. And I've taken it and given it to the FBI on at least a half a dozen times, Alex. And as a matter of fact, I have it on a tape recording where I gave it to them and made a record of it, and I've also faxed it to them, and I have been ignored, completely ignored. Now, we have here children being kidnapped and children being sacrificed, obviously, internationally, contacts around the world, and the FBI is doing nothing with it. It's so disgusting, I can't believe it, of course.
Well, now we have the tape. We ought to play it next hour. Can you dig that out where Cynthia McKinney's asking Rumsfeld about the child kidnapping rings? And then he just says, well, we're not going to do anything about that. I mean, that is Chicago Tribune, AP, Reuters. That was in the press that Dyncorp and Halliburton kidnapped tens of thousands of women and children, and they're doing it out of bases all over Europe and the Middle East, using them for slave labor, sex slaves. They're kidnapping adults, too, folks, and literally flying them to islands, you know, to literally be slaves in sweatshops. Others are sent for sex slaves. And then it said that they have lobbyists on Capitol Hill lobbying for the Pentagon to not stop them because they're using U.S. bases. I mean, that's Chicago Tribune. I mean, everything you're saying now, Ted, used to be wild. Now it's passé.
What was the date of that article, Alex?
There were two in the Chicago Tribune early 2006, and it was in, there's hundreds. It was all over the foreign press. If you want, you can Google search it and find it, or I can send it to you. But, I mean, that's my point, is that now the stuff you used to talk about is just all over the news.
Well, I've been talking about this for 28 years. And nobody's listened to me, really, basically, until, I guess, maybe a few people are listening now. I just finished a 16-city lecture tour, by the way, from Portland, Oregon, all the way to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I brought up this finders case, among other things, and also the terrorist movement, the phony terrorist movement, I should say. You know, the reaction from the public is overwhelming once they see the documentation. But getting it out is something else. And unfortunately, because of shows like yours and some others that I've been on, and, of course, other people have been on, we are getting it out gradually. But
now,
go ahead.
Well, I mean, I would... Let's just bring up Bohemian Grove for a few minutes and any other cases you want to hit on. But I remember you talking about Bohemian Grove before I ever snuck in there. I remember, of course, John DeCamp, state senator, highly respected Republican, friends with the CIA section chief, of the CIA director. He gets hired by the Republicans to go. He has a huge career. He gets hired to go whitewash and disprove that there's sex rings going out of the savings and loan. He finds out it's all true. They kill his chief investigator. And then he goes public, and then he's got survivors who he went and got their notebooks, as you know, where they describe Bohemian Grove, and then it fits like a hand in a glove. I mean, it's just, can you speak to all that?
Oh, yes, of course, because I was a part of that investigation. I was asked to come back in the late 1980s from Los Angeles back to Nebraska and to investigate this because I was told that this John DeCamp guy didn't know what he was talking about. Well, on the contrary, I found out that John didn't know exactly what he was talking about. And this was the savings of Franklin Savings and Loan out of Omaha, Nebraska. It was established for minorities. And what happened is the IRS and the FBI raided it because there was $40 million missing. And there was publicity. And 80 children came forward and said, oh, mommy or daddy or whatever the case might be, that man molested me. They were having pictures of Larry King on the front page of the Omaha World Herald. And from the 80 children, four gave statements. They were both, all of the four, one of them disappeared. The other one died in a hospital of maybe overdose. The other two, Paul Benassi and Alicia Owens, ended up going to jail for coming forward with their story. But they refused to recant. They held steady. And they basically told us about the fact that these kids were being taken.
Now, this is the guy that sung the Star Spangled Banner at the Republican National Convention. This is a black guy. He's not Larry King on CNN.
Right.
And if memory serves, and it was in the newspaper, I have the newspaper articles, they did. The FBI grabbed hundreds of videos and photos, and then they declared national security, correct?
That's right. There was all kinds of documentation. There were pictures. They were taking kids out of orphanages and foster homes, flying them. They were driving them to Sioux City, Iowa, 180.
And then later, over a decade later, the very Boys Town they mentioned came out in the news. The exact stuff was happening.
That's right.
See, that's the thing. Your time is the great avenger, folks. All this stuff's coming out now,
yeah.
Backing up what you said, Ted. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then they would fly them from Sioux City, Iowa, to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies with congressmen and senators. Now, I interviewed Paul Benassi. I have a five-hour interview tape of him, by the way, talking about the mind control program, which is available on that 1-3-DVD.com. And I also interviewed Rusty Nielsen, who was the, quote, official photographer, end quote, of the group. And Rusty claims to have these pictures stashed around the United States, hidden in caves and what have you. And fortunately, there were some pictures that did come forward. They were presented to the courts. The judge in Lincoln, Nebraska said, well, we're going to put a gag order on these. John DeCamp was allowed to go and look at them only, but can't talk about it. We're putting a gag order on these pictures because we don't want reputable citizens to lose their reputation because of these pictures. That's a joke, by the way, of course. And,
absolutely.
So those pictures have been sealed. Nobody can get to them, but Gary Caradore, you mentioned him. He was the pilot and he was the investigator for the Senate committee in Nebraska. And he met Rusty Nielsen in Chicago. Rusty ended up being a good guy. He was concerned about what was going on. He was the official photographer, as I said. And he would slip his own film in there every once in a while and take pictures on his own and then not let them know about it. So that was his insurance policy. And so Rusty was hiding out in Arizona, and Gary Caradore, the investigator for the John DeCamp and that group, got heard about it. Rusty got a hold of him. He and Rusty met in Chicago, and Rusty gave him the pictures of the politicians having sex with some, you know, children and what have you in Washington, D.C. And so Gary Caradore was flying back that night about 1:30 in the morning right outside of Chicago. And his bomb, there was obviously a bomb in the plane. The FBI claims that the plane just fell apart in there. But a farmer saw an explosion. The debris fell down. A sheriff's deputy was the first one on the scene. He was picking up these pictures. And an FBI agent came along and took the pictures from him, told him to keep his mouth shut. And apparently he didn't, because a year later his wife was murdered. And, of course, Gary and his 11-year-old son both died in the crash. And that was what happened to him. That's when I came into the scene.
To be clear, John DeCamp was hired. The Senate didn't believe it. John DeCamp didn't believe it either. He went in and said, oh, my gosh. I mean, that's the perfect type of witness, isn't it? Where it's someone
right.
who's credible and an official, and they were hired to disprove it.
Well, John DeCamp is a hero. I mean, he absolutely says, hey, wait a minute, I don't believe this. But then once he started investigating, he realized it did take place. He at one time was described by the Omaha World Herald as the most influential politician in the state of Nebraska. Well, in the meantime, he's no longer in office. They've destroyed his name and reputation. He's had to move from Lincoln, Nebraska, to a small town south of there, about 35 miles.
Stay there. Also, they'd stop doing this to children, which includes blowing their heads off. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
We will be taking your calls coming up in the third hour at 1-800-259-9231. TedGunderson.com is the website, GUNDERSON.com. We're going to go back to him in just a moment. I want to make it clear. There's a lot of disinfo out there on this subject, but I did look at it, research it, and I continue to look at it. And, oh, by the way, John, I forgot to ask you up there running the show in Minnesota. Did you find the Cynthia McKinney clip? You did find it. We're going to play that later. Not only do they miss, not only do they admit that trillions are missing from the Pentagon and just go, we're not going to tell you where it is on the tape. We're not going to air that part. But they also just say, yeah, okay, they're running child kidnapping rings and we're not going to stop them. I mean, that's the incredible part about all of this. And when you understand the mindset of the New World Order, it becomes very, very clear. I just hope you'll get my new film, Terror Storm. It's now out on DVD, the special edition, 17 minutes of added information on 7-7 and 9-11, being inside jobs. We're going to get Ted's take. I know he's an expert on government-sponsored terror. I've been speaking out on it for many years. But Terror Storm is available on DVD at InfoWars.com. You can get it for half price or $9.95 when you get it with America, Freedom to Fascism, or Loose Change Second Edition. There's a lot of different specials right now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and the secure shopping cart on all of the videos I've made, the books and films that we carry from other great researchers and filmmakers. So, again, peruse the online video and bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Going back to Ted Gunderson, Ted, when you first woke up, I mean, what was it like, A, for you to be able to deal with this? Because it's even hard for me to deal with it. I mean, I wish that this stuff wasn't going on. It for a normal person, it completely freaks you out. At least it freaks me out. To realize that, yeah, there's evil out there, but there's also just so much of it, and it's in so many high places. Ted?
Well, what was my reaction to that?
Yes.
Well, I've been an investigator for 55 years, so I can handle the emotional aspect of it. And basically, it was just once somebody told me about it and I became involved in it, as you do, Alex, any good investigator or investigative reporter does, you want to know more and more and more and more. And number one, in addition to that, you have to document it. So I went on a journey to document this information, and it is well documented. By the way, I pulled up the last page of my finder's report, the U.S. Department of Treasury, U.S. Customs report. Can I read this to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a barn burner. This particular investigator with the Customs, on April the 2nd, 1987, went to the Metropolitan Police Department at 9 a.m. for a final briefing. I'm going to quote right from his report. Quote, I was advised that all passport data had been turned over to the State Department for their investigation. The State Department in turn advised the Metropolitan Police Department that all travel and use of the passports by the holders of the passports was within the law and no action would be taken. This included travel to Moscow, North Korea, and Vietnam, from the late 1950s to the mid-1970s, by the way, Alex, it was against the law to travel in those countries at that time. Paragraph, quote, the individual further advised me of circumstances which indicated, listen to this now, that the investigation into the activity of the finders had become a CIA internal matter. The investigation had become a CIA internal matter. And then continuing with that paragraph, the Metropolitan Police Department report has been classified secret and was not available for review. I was advised that the FBI had withdrawn from the investigation several weeks prior and that the FBI Foreign Counterintelligence Division had directed the Metropolitan Police Department not to advise the FBI Washington Field Office of anything that had transpired. No further information will be available. No further action will be taken. No action will be taken on the basis of this report. That's the final report that's available to the public. I've given this report to the FBI a half a dozen times, and I have been ignored.
And by the way, that was in the D.C. newspapers, and it's a lot worse than what he was just saying. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.